is expected to also announce a £150 million fund to save local pubs. The plans would include allowing people to turn their local into a protected community asset if it's at risk of closing. It's welcome news for residents of Leigh Hill near Chesham who've been campaigning to save their beloved pub, the local one, they're called The Swan, since 2018. Gareth Williams from Leigh Hill Community Pub Group is on the line now. Good morning to you.
Morning, Andy.
Thanks for joining us this morning. So tell us about The Swan then. How long has it been going for?
Well, it's 500 years old, so it dates from 1520. It's been an alehouse and a pub for kind of most of its life, and it's, you know, obviously one of the oldest in Buckinghamshire. So it's a beautiful Grade II listed building, you know, opposite the green and the cricket pitch, and, you know, really quintessential England, if you like. And unfortunately, it's got a planning application to turn it into a house. So we've got to fight that this week, funnily enough. But it's been a brilliant community response. You know, we've got pledges now of well over £200,000. And, you know, that's just the starting point, really. But this this news that Rishi may be looking to help support groups like ourselves to buy our local pubs is fantastic news. You know, we can't wait to read the small print.
There has been hundreds of objections to the plans. It's really inspired the community to get together to try and stop this from happening, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people have sort of, you know, it's been a key part of the local community for a long time, and I think that's really what this initiative is all about. You know, whether it's local, the school going down, the primary school just around the corner, they go down to learn about the history of it. You know, we used to have people like Glenn Miller, Clark Gable, James Stewart. When they were based at the US Air Base in Bovingdon, just down the road, they used to come and drink during the Second World War. You know, and it goes, there's a massive history to the place. Beautiful Inglenook fireplace, you know, oak beams, all the rest of it. Your classic old English pub. And, you know, they've obviously gone through a tough time. Most pubs have over the pandemic. So, you know, we're in danger of losing a lot of them, frankly, unless the local community bands together. And the idea is you can buy a share for as little as £100. And, you know, really get involved in owning and you know, being a crucial part of your local pub. And that's what we're trying to do in Leigh Hill. And I'm sure, you know, this will appeal to other pubs around the country as well.
You're raising money to buy it, as you mentioned there. How much have you got so far? And is there a deadline for being able to buy it?
It's a very good question. So, you know, realistically, we have to go through the planning process because it's worth a lot more, obviously, as a house. So, you know, we're hoping to agree a sale price once the planners have basically said, no, it has to stay as a pub. So at the moment, we don't have a target price, but we think we've had valuations done, should be somewhere in about £500,000. We've raised at the moment, in terms of pledges, £207,000. But we've only really got going fairly recently, and you know, over the pandemic, we haven't been able to have a public meeting or anything like that. Mm. So we're pretty confident we can boost that figure significantly. We've got lots of people coming up with great fundraising ideas too. Obviously, none of it we can do right now. And then in addition to that, you know, this scheme that says you can potentially get up to £250,000 or even up to £1 million in exceptional circumstances. And we're about, 1% of the population here. So if we get one...
Yeah. I was going to say, Gareth, if you are successful in buying the Swan Pub, does everyone take turns working behind the bar? And if I've got an investment in it, I don't have to buy it? Does that mean I get free drinks?
Well, I've been asked both those questions, funnily enough, quite often. So no, we're looking to do the landlord-tenant model. So, and this has been done in, you know, there's over 90 community pubs now around the country. The Plunkett Foundation have been fantastic in advising us on this. And so basically, you know, we would have a sort of tenant come in and run the pub for us. And, you know, they'd have to make a living out of it too. But you've just inevitably got a group of people, a large group of people, who are very keen to see this pub go. And, you know, they'll obviously be certain, you know, conditions about how they run it too, and benefit for the local community. And no, you won't have to work behind the bar, but I'm sure people will be able to volunteer if they'd like to.
Marvellous. Just quickly before I let you go, where can people find out more and support you, Gav?
Yes, thank you very much for that. So if people want to go onto our website, we've got a prospectus and everything there. And the website is leighhillcommunitypub.co.uk, all one word, Layhill Community Pub. So if people will pop up that website, they can download the prospectus, they can see all about it, and that'd be brilliant if people could join us.
Gareth, I wish you all the very best of luck with it. Thank you very much indeed, my friend. Gareth Williams there from the Layhill Community Pub Group. All right, let's find out what...